Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We have not gone off to a very good start. Oh. To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I've even looked up the weather.
For all of us. One of us, just one of us.
It's hump day with Swanee and Flem, according to this little bit of feedback we got about any danger of young Dane clearing his throat and nose before each broadcast. Yep. But my goodness, we're just about to press play, Dane.
I've looked up the weather this morning for this weekend at the G.
We don't do women's football, unfortunately. Well, as much as I love to, I just...
That's where we know the sport's made it, when people better...
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I'll be working
I'm playing footies this Sunday, so I've got nothing else. I might flick on over multi game.
Sure.
Yeah, you got the FIBA World Cup. But
Samantha asked us before we started, are we doing math sides?
Well,
the judge, I thought, I said, what game are you doing this weekend? She put out a diary.
Well, I do have AFLW coming up. I just don't have a game this weekend.
Hello? Do you, what, for the Bulldogs?
Absolutely. Up the pups.
Not playing the pups. They're out. Oh, women's Bulldogs.
Women's Bulldogs, yep.
The, what's a female Bulldog called?
A Bulldog. The breed doesn't change despite the gender.
A bitch?
Well, yes, any female dog is known as a bitch, I believe.
Oh, is that their nickname, the bitches?
I don't think so. I'm not sure how that would go with marketing. They're just the Western Bulldogs.
Okay, that's fine. Yep. No?
The women's Western Bulldogs side.
Hey, Captain Dane, are you coming from training?
No, I didn't come today. I woke up at 6:40 and had a message from my learned friend Dale, said, no bueno, not today. I was like, okay, that's fine with me.
No bueno.
No.
Pero que no.
I had the sweats last night too for some reason, so okay. I was like... don't know why. It's weird.
What nerves on who you going to talk to this morning?
Yeah,
our guest in part two?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've been nervous, Dane, about how our guest is going to go. Not necessarily how our guest is going to go, how you are going to go with our guest.
Oh, hopefully Ralph's done a lot more homework than me.
Did you bring your manners?
Yeah, I brought my manners.
He always brings you. He's very well-mannered man.
Exactly. Yeah, but no training. I might go to Savo. I played two games on the weekend, so that's just fucking shouldn't happen. So... my back's still sore. And
did you get a win out of the second one?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we won easy in the end.
First one?
Not so easy. We got our fucking shit caved in.
Pardon me? Your shit caved in. That's new.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting that. That's me. But,
were the Pines favourites?
Oh, no, there's a market. They finished second, we finished third, so I'm not exactly sure, but we beat them during the... It was one all during the year, so...
What's wrong, Sam?
Do you have special milk? Like, is that... What's in there?
It's decaf latte that you normally get.
Mine's darker than yours, so if that's not decaf, we're all fucked in here because I'm going to be bouncing off the walls.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee, so I wouldn't know.
Look out, Dane.
Look out?
If that's real coffee.
Oh, yeah, when's the last time you had real coffee?
I can't tell you.
Pre-children?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this could be a fun watch. Yeah. Sorry, back to you. So what happened on Sunday?
On Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah, we got Pines. Got our ass kicked.
By
Frankston.
Oh, did you see a little sledgy before you went down there?
Frankston. Brixton YCW. They won. Did they win the premiership last year? I was at that game.
I've got absolutely no idea.
I was hosting it, so I should know. They played in the final.
Yeah, I don't know. I think YCW stands for like Youth Christian Workers or something, which is...
It is, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not sure many of them were Youth Christian Workers, let me tell you.
Lol.
I'm not sure many of them were Youth Christian
Workers. So what does that mean? You've got to play this week again?
Yeah, rule my weekends. Now I've got to play Sundays from now.
That's fucked, isn't
for
it?
For the Pines.
Yep.
Right.
So what about your
Saturday nights.
No.
Well, fuck them. Yeah,
but your overages. What is it called?
Super Rules.
That's the one.
That's 2 weeks on Sunday, so obviously can't play. Well, I'll make us do a win a granny, because obviously if we all played fresh in Super Bowls, no one can beat us. Well, it's just a fact.
Math science fact, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. The side they have. I got face guarded after half time.
Did you?
From half back. When I was a recovery run, there was a bit of feeling in the Sunday game too. There's a couple of yellow cards, a bit of pushing and shoving. I was like, fuck's everyone doing? You know, it's just playing. We're old men. Why is everyone fighting?
Where did you play on Sunday? We'll have to walk past one day.
McLeod.
Yeah.
Yeah, down there. But I played it off back because I can't really move after I played the day before. Because we got our ass kicked, I sort of put cues in the rack pretty early. So I didn't, so I actually didn't feel too bad, to be honest. But yeah, and I got face guard. He just followed me like this everywhere I went. Got the game. We'd won. So.
Well, give us a rough age of your opponent who followed you everywhere you went.
He would have been a couple of years older than me.
No, I'm just wondering.
Had a big knee brace on, a big knee guard. Fell it away.
Would it float your boat in your early 40s? I got to annoy.
No.
That's why I Super Bowl rules.
I know. You guys, mate, listen, I didn't enjoy that. He was actually the one. Decent guy. The rest of them were all fucking assholes. Well, so me. He was like, mate, trust me, I'm not enjoying this just as much as you are. But I think that was his role. He's a role player. So, but he was all right. He was fine. But there was a bit of feeling in the game. The 30 supporters that turned up were yelling at us. And we actually, so we obviously used McLeod's ground, and McLeod, the normal side, like the seniors, whatever, they obviously got beat. They finished their season on the weekend, so they're on their silly Sunday.
That would have been
so there was a bit going on in the crowd when we were playing, which has made it quite entertaining.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how are you coping being solo? What are we, week three?
Halfway.
No, I got after the granny. So we're still 4 weeks of finals to go, so it must be 5 weeks away.
Ooh, a lot of charity speaking
coming up. I thought you were only apart 6 weeks.
I'm not great at the calendar.
Well.
The Gregorian calendar is not my strength.
Something we're well aware of.
Yeah.
And how long are you going away for?
Do we need
to know this?
Well, I'll be back before the boat cruise.
Perfect. Perfect.
So we're safe.
Yeah, nah, I'll be back.
Do let us know the dates you're away, Dane. Yeah. It is imperative.
I'm only going just for like a little, like no more than a week just to bring him back. But then we go in December, but we'll be done by then.
You just let us know, Dane.
We'll be well done. What did you see out of the Pies on Friday night? That was a good competitive game against us. That's exactly the hard hit out you need before.
Well, that's what I said. I'm going to put my power rankings up tonight.
Are they back?
They're going to be back the final time.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. You're putting them
up. Samantha, like we talked about before, there's not a game, so I'm just giving some content the rest of the week to chew on.
You're a content creator.
To chew on, yes.
Right. That's an amazing coincidence. And Carlton lost. The power rankings.
Did they? I'm not aware of that. Were they? The Pies, I know. Listen, I was a bit nervous because they were facing a pretty informed side. So, to come out and like really just, five or six goals to none in the first quarter against a side who's been very competitive in the last month of the year.
Absolutely,
so glad I prepped.
They did. What is the weather this week for the MCG being completely empty on a Saturday night?
In Melbourne, it's actually fine. It'll clearing showers on Friday.
We have for Sunday for my game down in Frank down in.
Well,
I don't know. Well, just
where are you playing?
Another swift kick in the guts. I spoke to the coach yesterday. I said, "Oh, where are Frank's?" He goes, "No, we're in Rye."
Oh, just a little further.
That was just a swift kick in the guts.
A bit more petrol money.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you get a petrol card or something? Is that Sunday, is it, Dane?
Yep.
Well, let me tell you, mostly sunny, top of 19, low of 6.
Well, I certainly hope it isn't fucking 6 degrees, let me tell you.
The wind is usually the issue down there, but it's actually going to be all right.
Yeah, it's Father's Day.
I hate wind. Is it Sunday?
Yeah.
You're looking forward to your presents being delivered? Surely it's been organized.
No Father's Day for Dano this Sunday. He gets his presents are sleeping and getting away from the family.
Hang on. Whoa. The sleep-in's a great one. Getting away from your family's not great.
Have you been away from your family?
It's coming up, actually. I've got a night away.
See how excited you get.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm flying up to Townsville and they were going to put me on the 6:50 a.m. flight back after finishing work at like midnight, and I went to Stephen, I'd rather not.
Just having a sleep-in.
I'd rather a sleep-in. Yeah. He goes, do what you want. So the next flight out is 6:50 p.m., so I'm going to just hang around Townsville all day.
A beautiful, beautiful part of the world, Townsville.
Much better. Sleep in.
Exactly.
So do what I want.
Exactly. Sit on your phone for an hour in the morning, or have some brekkie, watch some Netflix.
Perfect. Do what I want.
Rub one out.
Oh, I can't, won't be doing that.
Right?
Nope.
Well, you never know. You might. You got some alone time?
Is that what you like kind of go, fuck yeah, I can.
I've got 6-7 weeks, Samantha.
I don't need to know.
I can know. If you had 6-7,
Who's doing your washing? Hopefully your mum's not coming around to help you out in that respect.
the babysitter.
Hang on, you don't need a babysitter. You got no kids.
Hey, but
that could be controversial.
She doubles as a cleaner for me. Once you're clean. Yeah, so
Dave, there's a lot of single socks. What do you want me to do with all?
Exactly. What do you do with this cardboard? Like, wow.
That's not a cardboard. No, it's not a piece of cardboard.
That's a face washer.
Just don't wash your face with it.
Yeah.
You may get
pregnant. Apparently it's good for your face.
So I've seen. So
exactly, so yeah. So
people sell their sperm online for that reason.
Doesn't Gwyneth Paltrow sell like all kinds of weird shit for her?
Yeah,
goop or whatever it's called. Pardon?
The candles that are scented.
Yeah.
Like your undersides.
Like your what?
Underside.
Well, what's an underside?
Well, we don't want to differentiate anymore. It's 2023.
Vagina.
Is that what you?
Do girls still have them?
Vulva, I'd say. You know the difference between vulva and vagina, right? Because it surprises me how many people don't.
Of course I do. Just refresh my memory.
The vagina is the canal. The vulva is the outside bit, which most people call a vagina. So you can't really kick someone in the vagina.
No. Well, it depends on how shaped your toes are.
Well, you've got some issues with your feet.
I do have issues with my feet. Have you not seen them?
Dane, this is a serious conversation.
Fucking hell, that one.
Seriously considering.
What?
Footfinder.com.
Yeah. Mate. Yeah,
I'm very considerate of it.
Of what?
Would you feature on my page?
Yeah, I've no problem. I can give a fuck selling me feet.
Oh, I'll pay you royalties, whatever.
Zero issues.
Well, you're saying OnlyFans like setup.
Yep, it's called footfinder.com.
I don't know why more people do it. Like, who would be embarrassed about seeing your feet? What people walk around in thongs all the time.
Absolutely.
Or go down the beach. Mate, if you get it up, I'll whack my feet up on there, no problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had a conversation with a friend.
Put a hot dog between them or something like that. You know, just get real kinky with them.
There's so many categories. Yeah. There's socks, there's cream. Like as in like moisturizing cream, there's like men's, there's like couple, there's like shoes, there's all sorts of shit.
As opposed to dairy cream?
Yeah, as opposed to the cream that Dave's just been referencing.
What about midget feet?
Well, I don't have those.
Well, someone in this room does.
Do you want a feature on my page too?
Yeah.
If you get the double figures in foot size, that's not midget though, is it?
When we're talking kids.
Yeah.
Have you got a price point?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the market first. But it was just a non-serious conversation that turned serious and we both looked at each other and were like, are we having this conversation?
No problem.
And then he goes, why don't you ask Stephen? I was like, I don't think he would have an issue with it. And Stephen's like, fuck yeah, we'll pay for our floors.
Exactly. Exactly right.
So
your feet walk on those floors. So correct. It's kind of all come full circle.
So listeners of the show, if you're interested in feet, I'll keep you posted as to when I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give that a I'll run. Go on it.
There's no chance someone's still listing.
What do you mean?
So you that's don't know our learned
so that's how good the pies were on the weekend. No,
did you go to the game?
Oh, fuck, what the? No, Friday night. No, I played Saturday, which I probably should have went and got hammered. no, I did not go. I'll go next Thursday.
Right.
Because we play the Sunday either way. So either
is
I'm playing.
Is that the only reason you're going? Sitting in the outer or?
No, well.
What do you have to put?
Depends what you call it. Well, I'm not sure I'm sitting in the outer. I'm sure I'm sitting in the outer, but.
Did you get tickets? Were How hard was it to get it when I was online for a good half hour yesterday?
No,
get straight through.
I was I didn't really have to wait online. Yeah,
must be all right.
So what happens when you're can't call myself a club legend because I'm not even in the Hall of Fame? But anyway, just a stalwart. Just a club stalwart. Now I Dabble of Heath Shaw actually texted me and said, "Would you like to go on the Dabble box with plus one?" So I'll be entertaining
Ralph,
the Dabble box
plus one.
I'm working too.
Yeah, and then
is that this Friday night? Is it?
Yes, yeah, so that's why it's Friday night.
I'll just
check. No, but the pies were good. They did what they had to do. Started off well and queuing the rack. Well, a bit like unlike Melbourne, got a couple of injuries. So, and all these Carlton supporters now thinking, oh, yeah, we had nothing to play for. Well, guess what, fuckheads? We had nothing to play for a month. So, it's exactly the same thing. So, it's exactly the same. Apart from Melbourne, who went out and won. I think whoever wins our game will win the flag. In my opinion,
because
one of us will be Brisbane in the MCG Grand Final day.
Do you think it will be so round one or whatever I call Collingwood? And I reckon the D's are probably the only people that can beat them on the MCG. So do you reckon it'll be a Collingwood Melbourne granny?
Nope, it's whoever because someone's going to have to go to Brisbane, and I don't think Brisbane have got form in choking up there in the final, but they're Brisbane are very, very, very hard to beat up there. So I think they'll win both, going to the granny, and whoever wins our game will probably play Port in a prelim in the MCG and beat them, and we'll win the grand final.
You'd like to be playing Port in a prelim.
Yep.
You'd like to be playing.
Now, we know we like stats, so I thought you might like this one. I haven't fact-checked it, so don't come at me.
Haven't fact-checked it?
Fact-checked it. We don't use the F word anymore. Fact-checked. After Clarko's spiel about number one draft pick. This says only three number one draft picks in AFL VFL history have gone on to win a flag in their career: Tom Boyd, Luke Hodge, Des Headland. Therefore, the 2023 premiership will be won by either Collingwood, Melbourne, Sydney, or St Kilda.
Because they've got no number one draft picks. Is that your work or you?
No, there's someone. That's why I said I didn't fact check
it. Champion data.
Dane, don't go early. So, who's your money on? Today, right now.
Do you agree with me with my sentiment? Because whoever wins our game will win the flag.
Hang on, I've got to break this to Ralph. Okay. Frio can't win the flag.
No, they can't.
You reckon?
I don't think they can.
Just they finished the year that well. And here's the thing. How did Fremantle match win round 22 at the MCG, given that Sam Mitchell's coach of the year?
Yeah.
Guys.
I can't.
So nervous.
Who said he's coach of the year?
Well, there's a lot of ex-Hawthorne people in the media. Has he got the best free ride of all time for coming 16th?
Yeah, well, they win six games or something?
Yeah. Oh, they're the most dangerous 16th side ever.
Yeah, they
Robbo
are.
Robbo wrote that.
Yeah.
Would you want to be? I can think of a
actually,
few
we should. So just the sides who haven't made it,
yeah,
just word association or words association.
Oh God, I'm excited for this.
In a sentence, sum up, West Coast.
Absolute dog shit.
Dane.
Keeping Adam Simpson, yes or no?
Well, do I think they should or should
they have?
They are.
Do I think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
He's
gave him a glowing review.
I don't know how they've kept him, but I think it's a financial decision why they've kept him.
Do you reckon?
Yep. They've had the two worst years in memory. How?
But that's list management.
Do you reckon coaches ever say on list management?
Well, I don't know from the outside.
Well, I'm telling you. Do you reckon the coach walks in and we're hanging for our four. We're hanging for a ruckman. They go, right, we're going to get four back pockets in the draft. Of course, the coach.
You say Mick would have been the type of bloke to give his opinion.
Oh, he might have been giving his opinion. All coaches have their say, for sure. Absolutely. I think he's very, very lucky to keep his spot.
North Melbourne.
As a proud member, I was disgusted in their effort on round 24.
In winning?
Yep. Yep. Is that, disgusted.
Is that because of math science? Or because of the number one draft pick.
Number one draft pick, yep.
Heard my stat. Doesn't matter.
Okay, now my head's going to implode, Samantha. Right, so here's the stat.
Yeah.
The stat is number one draft picks.
Go to bad sides.
Thank you.
I know.
So of course the strike rate's going to be minimal.
Yeah. I know.
And all the media, oh yes, well that's a good point, Clark. I never thought of it that way.
The more players on a field, the less chance a one number one draft pick has of influencing it. So like, what will be the smallest field?
The smallest size field?
Yeah, and the smallest number of people in a professional sport.
Basketball.
Correct.
Thank you.
So would LeBron James, for instance.
He would have an impact.
I'm pretty sure he did. Michael Jordan, for instance, he would have, even though he was number three, yeah. but he would have, he had a reasonable impact.
Yes.
So the smaller the size of the players on the field.
God, he's smart, isn't he?
I am smart. The more chance. So if you, what do we have the most on a field? Probably 18, but 10 wouldn't be.
Relative to size of ground, I'd say so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So like, but so that means you've got, on, you're a math man with percentages. So the percentage of you having an influence over to win a game on your own or something is very, very small. So that's why the number, that's why someone should trade out and get pick 3, 7, and 13. You get more of them, in my opinion. But
well, when we spoke with Brett Delidio last week, the example was, it wasn't just Franklin, but it was Franklin, Buffett, Lewis.
Yeah.
Three in the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just quickly before we move on from North Melbourne, I think this is a question that everyone's going to be wondering. I know that you didn't get your membership till late, so you probably feel like you didn't get the most of being a membership for a member for the whole year. So will you, Dane Swan, be renewing your membership?
Before you said this, you obviously don't listen to the podcast. You're not on, Samantha. You obviously don't listen to us when you're not on it.
Now that you lost last round and how you're feeling, season's over.
I've answered this when we had Sonia Hood on.
Yes, but has your opinion changed? And when she's I
was off them on Saturday whenever they decided to play with some effort.
And Sonia's not in the room anymore.
No, I think I'll back up.
Okay, wow.
They're on the mend, mate. They look like premiership crew. They look like premiership medal.
2056.
Yeah, well, I'll be there. I'll get a ticket. Don't worry about that.
Yes, you will.
They're not very good still, are they? Let's be honest.
Hawthorn.
Flag fancies next year. Very, very, very good.
I've said this before, but my old mate Trevor Marblade's got a good theory when it comes to list management. Get rid of your shit players and keep your good ones.
He's a smart man, Trev.
And when you get rid of your shit ones, Frio. I think I've skipped one. Sorry, I can't read my own writing. Just go to Frio, apart from being flag favourites all year.
Gold Coast, though, maybe? Would they have been underneath?
It was, Suns. Yeah. So let's go to the Suns first. What's your thoughts?
They're just stuck in the mud in the middle. They're just...
How very sunny of them to lose like they did against North.
Well, it was beautiful, wasn't it? I was playing, so I didn't see that game, but they're just stuck in the middle. That they're just irrelevant, aren't they, really? People just go up there for a holiday. That's why they're always going to be stuck there, because of their lifestyle.
It's a good place. Why wouldn't you?
Out of 10, what chance do you think Dusty is going there?
That's a hard question for you to answer.
Actually, I have no idea. I'd say 3.
Ask me.
Well, what percentage do you think?
6.
6.
6 out of 10.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
They need marketing.
They need marketing.
And do you know anyone, Samantha, who once played footy, who all of a sudden looked around the room and realised all these friends weren't there anymore?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Bailey Smith?
This is a good question.
Is he friends?
He's a marketable young man.
He certainly is.
Yes.
Attractive young man.
If you were Bailey Smith, would you go to Geelong, though? Who do you think's more likely to...
Pretty chummed up with Frank Costa.
Who do you think is more likely to win a flag first, Geelong or the Bulldogs?
Geelong.
Yeah.
I would say. What did you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Fremantle.
So you think Geelong more?
I'm getting to Geelong and...
Okay, okay. Right.
I've got a strict rundown. Calm down. Strict rundown.
Fremantle.
Quickly, because we've got to get to this round's math science.
Yeah, absolutely. They're pathetic. Yeah, they're just boring. They're just... No one... You wouldn't watch Freo unless you're gambling on them or you support them.
I heard Tom Morris.
Or gambling against them. But they are not a pleasant side to watch.
No, they're shit. I heard Tom Morris say.
You can be shit and be like, flick the ball around and be.
Yeah.
But they're shit and they're slow and they stink.
I haven't smelt them. So.
Tom Morris, who's obviously well connected, his view from their view, if that makes sense, was that they thought they cut too deep last year, getting rid of Mundy and was it. Was the ex St Kilda guy, was it Akers or?
Yeah, he was a Carlton, yeah.
No, he's a Carlton. No, I can't think of it. Anyway, but he played St Kilda. Well,
once again,
they got rid of experience.
Back number one draft pick, one player. David Mundy wasn't winning him another 6 games of public and play finals.
No. Richmond?
Oh, you know, they're probably due for a. You can't.
End of an era.
Yeah, basically. So they'll rebuild and try and go again. But I wouldn't expect too many big things out of them over the next few years.
Geelong?
They had a disappointing year considering most people had them to win it again. But that's why I never pick teams to win two in a row, because it's very, very hard to win two in a row. And they started shithouse and they just could never – they was chasing their tail the whole year.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I forgot about them.
It's great to see.
Can I say, watching Brad Scott's press conference, you know how you don't believe in pre-preseason? I reckon there's some players there who are going to learn about pre-preseason.
Yeah, I know. they might just be the worst side in the league.
The last month, they definitely were.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But like, I was incredible they were in the finals hunt 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like they've just fallen fucking off a cliff, haven't they? Recency bias, they're the worst side in the league.
So the Daniel Kahneman, who's a genius, won a Nobel Prize. He did a study in the 70s before penicillin and all that worked, that when you're having a colonoscopy, there was two ways. There was one that really hurt, and then at the end, it didn't hurt that much when they took the out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one that didn't hurt that much, except right at the end where it goes, ah! And the one that hurt less, but you remembered the end bit.
Yeah.
Is the one that people didn't want it.
Yeah.
Even though it hurt a lot less, because you just remembered the end bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit like Esther. Yeah.
Yep. They've had a colonoscopy.
I have.
Without penicillin.
You are probably one of the smartest people that I know, Ralph, and I have no fucking idea how you just made a colonoscopy analogy.
Did you understand?
Completely.
Adelaide?
Yep. I should be playing for probably the fifth best side in it, but just got
shafted.
Just got fucked without no lube, by the AFL.
That's the other side of it.
Yeah. Bulldogs, everyone thinks are so good, but they're just reality. You are what your record says you are.
Thank you.
And they, well, Smith might argue, but they have Bonapelli and that's it.
Lebung.
Yeah. Lebung, they're just
Bonapelli and that's it.
But they're judged on the best five.
Yeah.
Aren't really good sides.
Judged on your bottom five.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They, you are what your record says you are. Everyone pumps them up, but they just, since 16, they've never been, they won in 16, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. They haven't been a good side since.
Well they've been competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been competitive, but they're not world beaters, that's for sure.
Now, I've got a bone to pick with you, Samantha.
Oh, Lord.
So I go to Sydney on Sunday.
How was it? Weather nice?
God, it's beautiful.
It does buy and sell Melbourne, but when they're good days,
I love Sydney.
It was brilliant. Half time, Buddy Franklin comes out.
Yeah.
This is your profession that I have to have a go at.
Okay, well, I know the person who was interviewing, so.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was Lucy Polking, I think.
Could be. That I think I heard the word Lucy. So nothing against her whatsoever.
Very pregnant? Did you notice?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't ever go there.
Right.
But Buddy Franklin comes out with wife, was Jacinda?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And two kids. And the crowd just gets up on their feet and starts clapping. And he walks 50 metres to clearly walk a whole lap, starts tearing up, and then on comes the MC and, oh, Buddy Franklin, and dead set. Cause obviously
ruined it, ruined the mood.
Well, just like Dusty.
Yeah.
In that their type of personality. They've obviously been trained to say absolutely nothing. And it was like he switched off from his from the emotion of the crowd applauding him to, oh, I'm getting interviewed now. And he straightened right up. Yeah, straightened right up. And nothing against her per se. But sometimes just let the moment fucking breathe. And then on comes Tom Harley as chief executive. He goes round to the wing and then he gets interviewed by Channel 7. Just that was such a perfect moment to just let it happen with no production whatsoever. Mm. I get why they all do it. I used to do it myself and it just...
I completely agree. It would have been a director's call, not hers, but also...
It would have been a whole club call. That's what I'm saying. I'm definitely nothing against the MC per se. I'm just saying about
less is more. I completely agree.
Teddy Whitten's lap, which was 1995, was probably the best moment I ever saw in footy.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. He just drove around the ground with his dad, with his son, rather, obviously. And that was just so underproduced. It's like there are at times where you can just do nothing and it's awesome.
James Sherry, who directs often at the G, has a phrase, just let it breathe. Just let it, like everyone, hands off buzzer, just let it breathe.
When you get into the Hall of Fame, I just want nothing to happen. Just
which one?
Don't walk up on stage. Collingwood's first.
Collingwood's, yeah.
I hope I'm emceeing it.
Collingwood's.
Your Hall of Fame lap of honour. You know what I'm going to ask you?
What?
Dane, show us your feet.
Yeah, exactly. I'll say for the right price, absolutely, I'll get them out.
Part two. Sydney have this thing called a train that goes from the airport to the city.
How great is it? You imagine having one?
Have you ever caught that date? I know you're not.
No, we did. We caught it to another terminal, but we did catch it. But would you think out of all the construction that's being stopped here, you think the airport rail link would be the one that you would want to keep, wouldn't you?
It's just the biggest no-brainer.
And it doesn't make sense.
And it's all government. So I know we there's one
because
bloke it, we go,
in most places you go in the world has one. We don't.
And I have to go to the airport thrice on Monday.
Thrice.
Yeah. Love a zinger from you.
I know, because I went to I had a function in Adelaide that I was speaking at.
Right.
And I'd had a few Sunday night, so I had to be at the airport at 10. Their flight was at 10. So it was like a 2.5 hour drive up into the Riverland. I spoke at their league medal sort of thing. Get there at 9 o'clock, whatever it is. Hangover, that's all right. I'll get sleep on the plane, 2.5 hour drive. I'll sleep a little bit on that. Get in the hotel, have a little nap, be good. Getting their flight delayed to 11. I said, oh, fucking hell. Right, GWS were there. I think they must have got delayed too. Must have been fog or something. I don't know what. Sitting there, I was like, mate, the flight's been delayed, no problem. Then pops up, delayed to 4 p.m.
Oh.
So 4 p.m.
From 10 a.m.
Yep.
Who were you flying with?
You would have had the flats.
Virgin.
You would have had the flats.
Flats.
So what, you drove over an hour's kipper?
So I went home. Yeah, I drove home. He was like, I spoke to the bloke who organised me. He goes, mate, I'm going to try and get you on a flight. I said, no, you're not. I said, I'm not hanging around here another fucking second. I said, I'd rather go home and have a couple hours of sleep than come back. So that's what I had to do. And then on the way home yesterday, I was delayed again from Adelaide. Virgin. I was like, pick your poison. They're all fucked.
But did you consider...
I might try Bonza.
Good luck.
Instead of driving all the way home... Did you consider one of those just popping into the airport?
Well, it's like Dubai, though, where you can book by the hour. Like 10 a.m., you wouldn't be able, I don't know if you could check in by that time, but if you could book by the hour, I just would have stayed there, yeah, for sure.
Because speaking of.
Need sleep pods.
Those cardboard face washers.
Yeah.
Some of those rooms. You probably would have preferred to drive home.
No, I don't have to clean up your mess in a hotel.
I've told you my airport hack in Doha, right? About the day spa.
In Doha.
Yeah, well, I had a 13-hour
next time
layover.
In Doha, I'll let you know.
Well, it's a layover place, right? So you're flying through Doha.
Yeah, but you have to fly fucking Qatar, don't you?
Which is a great airline to fly.
I'm not saying it's not.
I love Qatar Airlines. Anyway.
Qatar
Airlines. I had a 13-hour layover. So I went to go to the hotel.
So you don't like women?
What?
Huh?
What? Keep going.
I had a 13-hour layover.
Yep.
I went to go to the hotel and it was like, I don't know, like
$150
or something.
You're homophobic, are you?
$150 or something for the day.
Yeah.
You can't book by the hour.
Hmm.
But the lady behind says, why don't you just go to the day spa? So what did I end up doing? If you buy a treatment there, you can use the facilities for free. So I got there, had a shower, paid for a 1 hour massage, which was significantly less, and then I could use the facilities. So I went for a swim in the pool. Yeah, I slept beside the pool for 8 hours. got up, had a shower, and went to my gate.
Beautiful. Brand new.
Mm. Brand new. Two showers, a massage, a swim. It was wonderful.
So you're endorsing Qatar Airlines, are you?
Endorsing Qatar Airlines.
Okay, that's fine.
The day spa in the...
Might get cancelled after this podcast.
Part two with the transport.
You go ahead.
They've got this thing. I don't know how much it must have cost them. Fucking unbelievable as a Victorian or a Melbournean. Mm. You get your credit card out and you tap it and you can get on the train.
Ralph, stop it.
That'll never catch on. I mean,
can't you do that here?
Yes, you can.
Mikey.
No, hang on. I've told him the... Are you being serious?
Oh, you try to... I see.
You can.
Yeah.
Bless him. You can, Dane. You don't need a Mikey. You just tap on and off with your credit card.
Then why is he saying you...
Well, I don't think he realised...
When did that change?
Years ago.
Sure?
I'm sure of it.
All right. So I'll take the L on that one. Part three.
Go ahead.
So we packed the wrong charger.
Oh, no.
Wrong charger?
Wrong charger.
Well, don't they have the same outlets up there?
No, but you got a strong one or
like
a weak one.
Like in America.
We got a real weak one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get on the plane... Phone shits itself, it's dead.
Shit.
Well, right. What time's your flight?
8 p.m. I had a full day up there. So.
Okay, on the way back.
Yeah, on the way back.
Roger.
So, phone dead, nothing to read, Virgin, nothing to watch. How do you pass the time?
Like Dave Putty.
Did you talk to your daughter?
Like Putty in Seinfeld when he stares at the back
of
the
screen.
I had
no words left, Sam. What was Dave Putty?
Like Putty, you know, George Seinfeld?
Yeah.
When he stares at the back of the seat and Elaine goes off her head at him. Just for standing there.
So apparently there's a thing that solitary confinement. There's only two types of people who survive solitary confinement.
You're not going to be one of them, are you?
Really dumb or really smart.
Okay.
Because if you're in the middle, it fucks you with it.
Yeah.
So that was my solitary confinement.
Well, you're pretty smart.
Just sleep?
That would be, that's no, Dane's go-to.
Yeah.
Let's have a kip.
What seat were you in?
I booked, so there's a hack, I'm sure you all know it, but so I was in row four. But economy.
Yeah,
no, middle, middle aisle window.
I was middle because my daughter gave her the window. But
loser.
Yeah.
Dane.
You won't be sacrificing. You're a girl, yeah. Come on, girl dad.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So I worked out in my head, I had to recite the last 50 Cox Plate winners, Melbourne Cup winners and grand finals.
How'd you go? Relax?
Yeah, I got them. Well, I could what? Just
was that basically the flight? Were you coming down by then?
Yeah, I got about 20 minutes through. So,
yeah,
not good.
You didn't take your daughter's iPad or something like that? You don't take an iPad on the plane?
No, but her phone was dead too. Yeah,
iPad? You don't take
didn't have an iPad.
Well, you don't take one?
Not for the day, no. It was a day trip to explore Sydney.
You didn't have a backpack?
I had a backpack.
Yeah, whack it in there for the flight.
Why didn't you ask them for some reading material?
This is from
Tim. Why don't you charge it at the gate?
This is from
Tim. Why don't you charge it at the gate when you get in? Stick
I
it in.
I did, but we had a real dud charger. It was just a slow
I'm pretty
one.
Sure Virgin Airplanes have a socket so you can plug in while you're on board.
Don't tell me that.
Yes.
Okay. From Tim.
Also, Ralph, just to let you know, you can tap on and off.
Exactly.
This is from Tim.
Yeah.
Vegas must-dos.
Vegas must-dos.
Vegas mustards.
Must-dos.
I must-dos.
Go home.
Depends what time of the year. A pool party is obviously a must. Lavo brunch at Venetian's fun. What else? spearmint is good.
What about the sights, Dane? Tell us about the sights of Vegas.
I'm giving you the sights. Oh, a helicopter over the Grand Canyon is fucking breathtaking.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. What other food do I like?
Well,
catch is good in Aria. Like if you want a restaurant, Catch is good in Aria. Same as the one in New York and LA. What else? What other restaurant? I don't really eat a lot in Vegas, so it's fucking hard to give you some pointers for restaurants.
What else do I eat
there? Cosmo. STK, the Cosmo, that's really good, I think. Is it a Thursday night?
All right, we'll park that for now. Do you think Nick Daicos can still win the Brownlow even with 4 weeks off?
Well, of course he can. Would
you put money on it?
What is he paying first?
I think he's been back. I didn't actually grab it.
Have a look.
But about round 18, one of the commentators said he's already won it, except if he gets injured.
Thanks, mate. So it was his fault. Is it his fault or
not? Not even his fault. He hasn't already won it if he gets injured. that you're saying is he still needs more votes.
$3. He's Bonapelli's $2.75. Dacos is $3. Still a bit short, but
I was thinking Petrarca had something to play for on Sunday.
Yeah, he's seven bucks.
Could have been Brownlow.
You can obviously still win it, clearly.
PJ Marnie. Swanee, any Mad Monday dress-up ideas? Need some inspiration.
Oh, they obviously Geelong, they do it very well, don't they? Mm.
The goalposts. Do you see the goalposts?
Very hard to beat. Oh, and for every other club now, you go, well, fuck, just film Geelong. We can do ours privately.
Yeah.
You got your vision?
Yeah. I'll probably say not what to go as. Maybe the H-man, probably I'd avoid him. What else wouldn't I say to go as? Blackface, probably not a great idea this time.
Probably wouldn't work anymore.
No. Hitler's probably one I'd probably avoid. Two I'd steer clear. Maybe some kind of trans would probably also not be great for you.
Did you see the whackers remove urinals? Not removed. Their new stand won't have
the
urinals.
Who?
The whacker, where a friend of ours once kicked 14 goals.
They won't have urinals. Well, how are men meant to pee?
They're going to have every single one will be a cubicle. Because it's more inclusive, apparently.
What about the women with penises that want to piss in the urinal?
We shouldn't judge.
Oh, that's my point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how inclusive? I think the most inclusive thing here, Samantha, is wouldn't that help that's women ridiculous. That lots of boys piss on the seat first?
Yeah. But even just for like efficiency.
That's exactly right. That's yeah, my just point.
Get them out. Like, yeah. Exactly. You don't have to be. Waiting.
You don't have to write your name with it.
No, exactly. You just fucking get in and out.
Well, apparently it's more inclusive to not have a urinal.
Squeaky wheel gets the most oil, don't they, Ralph?
I think so. Yep. What does this mean? From Sporter, was it a former Pies, now Pines player, found in Frankston with ducklings in his jocks?
Was it what?
What? What did you get up to on the weekend?
This is actually for Tui. I'm catching up with some old messages. Was it a former Pies, now Pines player, found in Frankston with ducklings in his jocks.
So I'm assuming that's me.
Or family. On your jocks?
What?
Have you got
ducklings?
Yeah, ducklings.
No, it's usually. I'm
a Bonds guy, aren't you?
The Rio Action Pack. Well, I usually get it from me nan or something like that. Was I found in a pond with ducklings on me?
I don't know.
Honestly, don't know what that means either. But put it this way: as soon as training or the games are finished, I'm straight in my car and straight back to safety, straight back up to the eastern suburbs. So I have not, but we also haven't gone on a silly Sunday or Mad Monday yet, so fucking something very well may happen to me down there and I may end up with ducklings in my jocks. Which
just open your chocolates. Just open
it. It's really hard. Yeah. It was really hard to do.
Slowly make more noise.
No, but I honestly don't know what that means, but I don't think I've been found with ducklings in my jocks.
This from Zed. What was the last book Dane read to dress up for book week? Oh, you're going to have to start doing that.
Well, Dane Swan.
The Hungry, Very Hungry Caterpillar. Our last book I read was the in-flight entertainment book at Virgin.
It wasn't on my seat.
Are you going to dress up as a flight attendant?
Dress up as a virgin.
I am. Good luck, Dan.
Yeah,
from Jamie, ask Sam why after the Eagles game the Doggies never posted the full-time scores weekend on social.
They didn't.
Might have been slightly embarrassing.
Gutless cowards.
Apologies to Jared. We don't do many apologies. Love to know where my signed and personalised stubby holder is where I purchased that. Sorry, I forgot to bring him again to get Sam to sign it.
Sam? Dane, you mean?
No, I've got Dane's signed, but a couple of people want you and me to sign them. True.
Is this what it feels like,
Tad? Yeah, look at you two. Yeah.
From Oliver, Dane, did you know? Well, I think we've done this, but anyway. Dane, did you know pigeons die when they have sex?
What? Really? No, that's
hang on, well, the one I fucked.
I was going to say, that's why. Yeah, okay, no, that's why.
Well, I think we've done that one before, but that's all right. Hang on, I'll just catch you up with the latest ones. So from Mr. Amkel, would you go to the Fire Festival too? I didn't know what was one.
Ja Rule's
Fire
debacle.
Festival that Billy McFarlane, you know when they... Did you watch that doco?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's pretty good. Would I go to it? I'd have to see a little bit of proof in the pudding before I fucking turn it up.
What's a doco? I'm into me docos. What is it?
It's the Fire Fest, I think. F-Y-R-E.
Oh, and have you seen the latest Untold with Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but it's on our
list. They left a lot out, didn't they?
So I don't know a lot of the backstory, but okay. I'm watching it thinking, and all I can think of is Craig McRae.
Why?
Thinking, well, it's a total opposite, isn't it? Just some bloke screaming at everyone saying, you're a fucking idiot, you're shit. You're, that's his entire coaching career, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why he got the arse after 13 weeks in the NFL.
Exactly.
It's a bit different. You can yell at college kids, but when the professionals are making fucking $30 million, you say, you can't talk to me like that.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah.
But also, like, and no disrespect to anyone doing it tough here, but America's poverty is worse than our poverty. Would that be fair to say? Mm-hmm. So if you've got kids from the projects who are there to try and actually change their life, do you reckon they need yelling at?
No. I'm about the one with the – he brought his parents in to stop him drinking and they were both drunk.
Exactly. From Big Noosa, would you rather –
Did you watch the Belko one?
No. That's next. No. All right, I'll put that on the list. A reality, by the way, is you'd like reality, the movie Reality with Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
watch
yeah.
her on Saturday.
She's a swan.
She's a lovely natural lady, isn't she?
She's from White Lotus. And
What? She's got
moving on.
A couple of nice things about her.
Nice from things. Big Noosa, would you rather shit your pants once in a month in public or every day in private?
Once a month in public.
Yep. Get it out the road.
What about you? You, Samantha?
From Get Around
Samantha?
Me.
Samantha, this is
you. I'm actually giving this some thought. When they say shit themselves, is it like a comfortable shit or is this like diarrhea?
No.
Sam, please.
It's a normal shit. It's not diarrhea.
Then
don't bring the toad of this podcast out.
Exactly.
No, yeah. Once a month for me. Thanks.
Yeah, imagine the amount of underwear you'd have to change every day. You'd cost your fortune. My reaction pack would be out of fucking. That's pretty good.
Already changed enough nappy.
Very good timing. David's question here, which we won't answer, but I'll ask it. Did you see Jack Sinclair won champion Darters Player of the Year? Must be on Nick Nat level. So we'll just park that one for part two. Get around.
Josh Dacos didn't make their All Australian side. Fucking knocked me over with a feather.
From Get Around Me. Now that Swanee's playing Super Rules, any chance of pulling on a Vic Metro jumper at the National Carnival?
When is it? If I get picked?
Don't know. From Mav.
Which, unless to be serious, I'd obviously get picked.
From Mav, will Dane be hosting the Collingwood Pass player dinner? It's the only reason I would go. Are they doing that for an urn somewhere?
Who is it? Who's that? Or is that a past player?
There's a Collingwood Pass players dinner.
No, is that a past player?
No.
Or can the public go to it?
Well, I'm assuming that's what he's saying.
Dane's most concerned that he doesn't know about it. Considering he's a past player.
Checking the diary.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get an email. Past player dinner. When is it?
Don't know. Need more info. From Lani. Why can't Queenslanders fucking drive when it rains? Why are they shit highway
movies? Like today, like pissing down in the rain here. I've seen 4 accidents. It's like, fucking hell. People just turn into morons.
Idiots.
From Matt, September on Friday, who's got more cashies coming up out of the three of you? I don't have any in September.
Oh, I might have one or two.
I've got a couple.
You got a couple, have you?
I'd say Dane.
Yeah, probably me.
Probably takes Kate. I don't know why.
Yeah, Dane might have us covered.
Yeah.
Go pies.
Probably.
It does become a busy time of the year, doesn't it?
Next week's busy. Yeah, next week. It's like week on, week off. Next week's busy, then the week after is pretty free, then... And flat out,
From Anthony, who was the teammate that was average during the home and away but elite in finals?
Good one.
Fuck.
You okay?
Elite in finals.
Just have a stretch if you want.
Stepped up for the...
Oh, I understand the question, Samantha. I'm just having a think about it. I don't think anyone was particularly horrible in... Regular season.
He said average.
Average.
Yeah.
Who a good finals player?
Who? Well,
so there's a Nuffy supporter, you'd say, outside, you'd say, growing up, it was always Brent Croswell, Wayne Johnson, Derm, and then later Clark Keating. He was sort of one that was considered an okay ruckman, and then in the finals he was fantastic for the Lions.
Steele was obviously very good in finals, but he's always a pretty good player.
Jervs obviously hasn't got Samantha's diary here. He said, no math science this week, Ralphie. We need some winners in the punt.
No NFL, no NFL would give you a winner.
We had a shit one on Saturday, by the way. So, Caulfield this week, just alligator blood each way is going to run you a very nice race. So, all my form will be racetrack, Ralphie. But I'll put up some Sydney stuff and we'll bounce back. But I think alligator, it's a cracking race to Mimsy, but I think alligator blood has been trialing the house down. It's against some good horses, but each way. This is a good question from Brenton. Was the angry raccoon discovered or created?
I think it was created.
Yeah.
By a very, very creative mind.
And from Donnie, how does Swanee deal with anxiety and does he get anxious?
How I deal with it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd get it. I'm sure everyone gets it in certain parts of their lives. I don't know how I'd deal with it. I just try not to think about it, I guess.
Well, let's end of part one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.